We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 47, text number 35. Please repeat after me. Yatha durachare prishte mana avishya vartate strinam cha na tatha chetah sanikriste akshi gochare yatha durachare prishte mana avishya vartate strinam cha na tatha cheta sanikriste kshigure yatha durachare prishte mana avishya vartate srinam cha na tatha cheta sanikrishta astishgochare. Mana avishavartate. Sanikriste chikrochare. Tathadurachare prishte. Mana avishavartate. Sanikriste chikrochare. Matajis. Thagur priste. Avishvartate. Dinatadatyateta. Sanikriste chikrochare. Yatha. As. Durachare. Being situated far away. Prishte, a lover. Mana, the minds. Avishya, being absorbed. Vartate, remain. Strinam, of women. Cha, and na, not. Tatha, so, cheta, their minds, sanikritse, when he is near, akshi gochare, present before their eyes. Translations by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. When her lover is far away, a woman thinks of him more than when he is present before her. Please repeat after me. When her lover is far away, a woman thinks of him more than when he is present before her. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the same holds true for men, who become more absorbed in thinking of a beloved woman when she is far away than when she is present before their eyes. ओम अज्ञातिमीरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानोस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। भज श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द जयद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सो दिस इज द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सॉन्ग ऑफ द बी। यथा दूर चरे पृष्ठे मन अवेश्य वर्तते स्त्रीनाम च न तथा चेत सन्नीकृत्स्ते अक्षी गोचरे। वेन हर लवर इज फार अवे अ वुमन थिंक्स ऑफ हिम मोर देन वेन ही इज प्रेजेंट बिफोर हर। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई मस्ट थैंक यू ऑल फॉर कमिंग ऑन दिस रेनी डे। सो those who come here are fortunate, and let us see what we can learn from this wonderful chapter, the song of the bee. Why the bee? Anybody know here? What is so important about the bee? Ever thought of that? Why the bee of all things? So actually I was thinking about this when I had first read the Srimad Bhagavatam in 1977, and at that time, since then I was trying to figure out, so much importance is given that a whole chapter is given on the bee. And so happened that we had gone a few years ago to Egypt, inside the pyramids. Everybody knows these pyramids and these big old buildings, 4,000 year old. Inside, the kings are buried. Another side, the wives, queens were buried. They're mummies. They trap them up and do some treatment. But next to them, their favorite things were there, and all of them had pots of honey bee. And those pots were covered. So the curator, the chief of the main museum, like our Prince of Wales Museum, the chief museum of Cairo, he was giving us a lecture on the importance of the bee. I said, aha, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 47th chapter. But I said to myself, he wouldn't understand. Anyway, so he said the bee is the most important creature on earth. Huh? I said, Bapare, how's that? bee is the most important creature on earth. That was his statement. And then he clarified that you see around us, everywhere there is a desert. Huge desert of Sahara Desert, Saudi Arabia Desert. You see in Iraq, Kuwait, wagera wagera, Syria, all desert, desert, desert. Why it has become desert, he asked. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. How do we know why something becomes a desert? He says, because the bees were not there. Are Bapre. I said, really? What have bees got to do with making it a desert? So then he explained that there is a thing called cross-pollination. Anybody here has studied botany? Botany. So you know what is cross-pollination, Mataji? Anything can, any tree, plant can survive without cross-pollination? No. Correct? And who does a cross-pollination? Who does the cross-pollination? The bee. So if there is no bee, there is no cross-pollination. If there is no cross-pollination, there are no trees. If there are no trees, it becomes a desert. That is the logic. No trees, no rain. Krishna is very pakka. Jhaadi nahi hai, toh paani kyo deve? Theek hai na baat? Sahi baat hai. Intelligent. Is amongst the intelligent, I am the most intelligent. So, the bee is the most important. This gentleman, the curator of the main museum of Cairo was telling us. And that's why we are very careful, he was telling me. Telling us, whole group there, that we are taking care of our bees the most. We love our bees. I said, Bapre, loving a bee is so difficult. Because I remember once we went with Radhanath Maharaj to, where was it, Nandagaon? Anybody had been on that trip when we were all stung by bees? Some, you were there, Prabhuji? You were there? You were not there. Anybody was there? So some lecture was given, Maharaj was giving a beautiful lecture, and then some children had asked for some money or prasad, something, and our people had said, come on, don't disturb us. So these children, you know, they are all Brijbasi children, very intelligent. Just above us were big honeybee pots. Uska honeycomb bolte. What did they do? Threw stones at it. And what did the bees get? Angry. And what did the bees do? Started stinging all of us. So, these bees of the Kali Yuga now are not the same as those which came with Krishna and Radhaji from Golok Vrindavan. They are the perverted reflection. Everything here now you see is a perverted Urdhva Mulabhadra Shakam 15.1 Bhagavad Gita. However, they are after all Vrajvasi beams, so we took the stings as a prasad. We thought, koi baat nahi, jo hoga, hoga. So, the bees are very important. Everybody is now clear why a whole big chapter has been given on the subject of the bees. Now, the next question is, Uddhavji, about whom I have already explained, other people must have explained, is who? The cousin of Lord Krishna. Uddhavji's father and Krishna's father Vasudev are brothers. So very often I have seen Sagge Bhai, means immediate brother, doesn't look like another brother. One brother looks fair and tall, the other fellow looks short and dark. But the cousin looks like one of the brothers. You see, very similar. Because that sometimes happens. So Uddhav was very, very close in appearance to Krishna. So that is one aspect. Another aspect was Krishna and Uddhava were so close that sometimes, and in this instance, Krishna gave his own dhoti also. And some of his paraphernalia also through Uddhava. And so Uddhava very much looked like Krishna. When Krishna told Uddhava in a quiet place, caught his hand and said, Uddhava, I can't leave Mathura. I have to be here. Because for 11, 12 years, how many, 16 years, something like that, my parents have suffered so much at the hands of Kans, that you please go to Vrindavan and pacify the sorrow and the hurt feelings that the Vrijvasis have because I have abandoned them, suddenly left them. Somewhere I had read, I think it is in, not in this, it is in, written by Jiva Goswami, that the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they say, after all, this is our Ram Parvaparva, are the real 100% Krishna conscious devotees in Vraj. Vraj, they are 100% Krishna conscious devotees. And in Mathura, they are 94% Krishna conscious. You see? Because Vasudev Krishna is Narayan Swarup. Narayan Swarup is 94% of Krishna, who is 100%. Four things Krishna never gives to anybody. You know this? Even not to Lord Narayan, not to Brahma, not to Shiva, not to you and me also. We get 50% max. What is the four things? Anybody remember? Four things which Krishna never parts. One is his tremendous beauty, infinite beauty. None of us can claim that he or she is infinitely beautiful. Infinite means the beauty keeps on growing, expanding, gets better and better every time. Secondly, his associations with his gopas and gopis. That sweetness, isn't it? There are not those gopas and gopis in Mathura. Simple. Sidha hisab hai. So that part of that Krishna is not there. Though Krishna says, actually, here the purport is talking about Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So I say, let me read the whole purport. Whatever he has written, because here there is a very small three-line summary given in the purport. So this is pages and pages he has written, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. What he has stated is basically this, that there are seven stages of Krishna Prem. This is very important. I learnt it for the first time. There are how many stages? Seven stages of Krishna Prem. So I had to sit with my Apte University of Pune dictionary, Sanskrit to English, to understand which are these, what he is talking about. And then I made notes. Anybody here knows about the seven stages of Krishna Prem? Prabhuji? Huh? Bahut pehle. So, here are the seven stages of Krishna Prem. I made some notes for the benefit of the devotees. Now, you have to judge for yourself at what stage you are. And then, where you have to go. The final goal is Golok Vrindavan. And there the devotees are 100% at the final stage, seventh stage. Alright, here it goes. In the Sararatha Darshani, that is this book I am holding, by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on page 492. If those who are making notes, please note. There are seven stages of Krishna Prem, which is the goal of life, incidentally. Because we are all interested, somebody, I know many people, because I am in industry and business, they have money prem. You go to the cinemas, there is not prem, but it is something else, right? In the movies. Somebody has some other prem. You have your own family also, attachments. But ultimately those things will fade away when you die. So it's gone forever. So what is left for the soul? The soul is the important thing. We are not body, we are soul. So the soul's prem internally should cultivate Krishna prem, which is Krishna consciousness. That's why this society is known as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have to develop Krishna prem. So the first stage is called Sneha. These are all by our great acharyas, so we should take it as gospel truth. Sneha means compassion. So you can only develop love, prem. Unless you have compassion, you cannot develop that at all. The foundation is not there. There is no base. So unless you have compassion for everyone, you see, you can't say I'll have compassion for this and I won't have compassion for that. You have to have compassion for all. So that is the first stage known as sneha. Second stage is a very interesting thing he writes. Mana. Now, I found it difficult to digest, but anyway, I have to repeat what they say. Mana means jealousy and angry when desperately in love. There is a temple at Barsana, Mana Mandir. Can you imagine there is a temple for jealousy? Whose jealousy? What happened? You have to go to Barsana to understand all that from the devotees there. Mana Mandir. Because it is not the jealousy of this world, of the material sense jealousy. The jealousy in this material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Everything, it's not only material things are reflection of the spiritual world. Even our moods, even our thoughts are perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So we have to now start straightening our minds. And that can only happen by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How many times? Anybody remembers? 3.5 crore times. This is the target in Kali Sandra Upanishad. Because we have to talk Shastra only. So, by keep on chanting like this, Mahamantra, your mind, which is perverted, gets straightened out. It's like, I've seen plants, because we have got a small farm at near Lonavala. Many times the plant goes droop like this. You've seen no flowers, plants, something. But if you feed it properly, give proper fertilizer, give proper water, give proper sunshine, photosynthesis, etc., the plant starts getting erect again. So right now we are all drooped, fallen. We have to get straightened out. And the gentleman who helped us, and we are infinitely grateful to him, is Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise we were all fallen forever. So we have to get straightened out first. This jealousy is the perverted, means in the world, in this world it is perverted jealousy, but in the spiritual world it is the real jealousy. Why can't I do better? Can you imagine? Others are doing better. They are chanting not 16 rounds but 64 rounds. And I can't even finish my 16 rounds in 24 hours. Have you had that experience, any of you? That is spiritual jealousy. Okay, now clear? Mana. Third, next stage, higher stage, is pranaya, sacrificial love. The total final one is mother's love for child. What a pain she goes through when she's delivering. What a pain day and night to bring up the small child. Helpless fellow. I'm talking about a boy. There may be a girl also. Sometimes girls are screaming more than boys. But anyway, I have both, so I know. So, the thing is, even when they grow up, they scream more. So then the point is that the boys or the girl, when they are babies, they're totally helpless. The mother has to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, clean it, clothe it, feed it, put it to sleep. And then in the process, she also goes to sleep. The sacrifice of love. There is no contract. Dekho bhai, main abhi ye karta hun, I'm doing this for you. When I grow old, you will have to take care of me. The child doesn't understand. There is no such thing. There is no understanding. But neither is there a misunderstanding. That is the point. In this world, there is full of misunderstanding. In the spiritual world of Krishna Prem, there is full of understanding. So we have now reached the level of understanding. Gnan. Okay, stage number 3. That Krishna, you are my Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are my master. Which is that last 8th one of Shishtashtaka? Ashrishyava padratam pinastamam adarshanam mam karotuva tatha tatha tu lampato mat prananathastu sa evanapara. Whatever happens, Krishna, you are always my Lord and Master. Whether you accept me or not accept me, kick me out, not kick me out. In this world, I remember in our companies, factories and all, you kick out somebody, there will be a union lafra at the gate next day morning. You see? So, the spiritual world is the opposite. The person who is disregarded sometimes feels very happy. I am not being recognized. My good friends are being recognized. He feels happy. The other devotees are getting credit. So that is the next stage, number 3. Number 4, raga, amorous passion and attraction. Now we have moved on. There is a question of how much we get attracted to Krishna. Krishna is all attractive actually. He attracts even Radharani. Similarly, Radharani attracts Krishna. But the point here is, we are talking about ourselves. The Jivatma is 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair. It's so small. You see? But still, that little tiny Jivatma that we are, we get attracted to Krishna. And not only get attracted to Krishna, we expect Krishna to be attracted to us. Can you imagine? It's like a fly flying around. There was one fly here a few minutes ago. And then the fly is saying, get attracted to me. I mean, who is going to be attracted to the... So, you see, we are like that. We are small, nothing. One point, you know. And we say to Krishna, please, please, look at me. Get attracted to me. That is raga. We start getting attracted to Krishna with the consideration that Krishna, I am yours and you are mine. That equation starts. Anuraga, love in devotional service starts. This devotional service is the first, second, third, fourth, fifth step. Means halfway through. Then you realize, why should Krishna get attracted to me? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj told Prabhupada, do so much devotional service that Krishna gets attracted to you. Then only Krishna will ask, who is this? Kaun hai? Itna sab kyon kar raha hai? He is doing so much devotional service. That is the important step when a relationship, sambandha, you have now moved on to sambandha. Relationship starts developing between yourself and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I mean, that's the greatest thing, isn't it? Today, everybody wants to have sambandha. Correct? You want to have some relations. Business people, they always want good sambandha with the chairman or managing director of the big banks. Because that's where they are going to get their loan. Money is the honey. Who says that? Anybody remember? Money is the honey. Money is sweeter than honey. Sorry. Money is sweeter than honey. Who says that? Prahlad Maharaj says. Where? In the Bhagavatam. When I am speaking of money, I am only talking about Shastra. I am not talking about what is in the pocket. I am talking about Shastra money. That is to do with the relationship, not the Reserve Bank of India notes. We are talking about Krishna's bank notes. We have to deposit all our devotional service in his fixed deposit. Okay. Where is that? In the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated by Lord Krishna himself that whatever you deposit in this material world bank, Gaya. When you die, you are not taking it with you. But you deposit in my bank, Krishna Bank Unlimited. That deposit will accumulate and you will start naturally in your next life. From your deposit in 60 rupees, you start with 61. It's not rupees, it is actually Krishna notes. So that is clear. So this is the important thing. Next stage is Anurag, love in devotional service. So the currency is love. Here the ulta is there. I love money. In this world, people love money. In the spiritual world, money loves Krishna. Aap samajh gaya abhi? It's ulta. It's a very interesting phenomena. That instead of our loving money, we should start putting more love only. That is the shloka here, no? When her lover is far away, Krishna is very far away, no? Though he is near also. A woman thinks of him more than when he is present before her. So that is why in that shloka is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because they are always 24 hours, these gopis are only thinking of Krishna. This thinking process is devotional service also. 24 hour thinking means a lot of devotional service has been done. So slowly we are understanding, you know, how to deposit money in the Krishna bank. Do more and more devotional service. Even cleaning this temple floor, Prabhupada, I remember in one, I think in Allahabad, in the Rup Sanatan Mandir, no? There he would go at 5 o'clock after finishing his work, whole day he was running his own pharmaceutical company, Prabhupada. And in Allahabad, just imagine at that time, I think it was 1930s, he had a Buick car. Those who are old people, senior people, they know what is a Buick car. Buick car is like Mercedes or better. And he had one. Just imagine, a man coming in a Buick car, suited and booted, and start cleaning the floor of the temple. That was his devotional service. Because his Guru Maharaj told him, that makes one humble. We are coming to that next. So, anurag ke baad, bhav starts developing. This anurag, love in devotional service, brings about attachment and affection and loyalty. This is very important. You start becoming loyal to Krishna. This is my Krishna. Somebody starts arguing, no, but Lord Shiva is greater, or this demigod is greater, or so on. Then you start defending. No, wait a minute. Shiva is only Mahadeva. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you start anuraga. Okay? So in anuraga, you start defending Krishna. Then the next higher stage is bhava. Emotion of a very high level of sincerity and exclusive love for Krishna. That is bhava. Bhava is defined as emotion. Internally, you don't want to... At that stage, now you stop show-off. You are more going inwardly, emotionally, internally. You start becoming more and more fixed up. And to a very high level of sincerity, that if I had not have met Prabhupada, if I had not met, in my case Prabhupada, but you people might have met Radhanath Maharaj or some other great devotee. There are so many of them, 71 here, brahmacharis. So if you have not met them, there was no chance for any of you. Correct? This is a fact, no? Fact or not? Yes or no? Without meeting a pure devotee, there is no life. There is death only. It's either life or death. So life is supreme life, which is in Golok Vrindavan. So when meeting devotees, then you start association with devotees and developing loyalty. This is very important. Affection and loyalty. Then comes Mahabhav. After Bhav, which is emotion of a very high level of sincerity and exclusive love, you get Mahabhav. Now, the controller of Mahabhav is Radharani. You must understand that. At each stage, actually, at each of these 7 stages, there are controllers. Ishwaras. You are also controller of your own house, but you are not Param Ishwar. Param Ishwar is Krishna. So Radharani is the Mahabhavrani. Supreme, unconditional, exclusive love, constantly, enthusiastically, only for Krishna. That is the definition of Mahabhava, given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Also, he says, Mahabhava spreads itself to all people by its own nature. In the purport, the full purport, as I was saying, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Mahabhava spreads itself everywhere. At this stage, I'd like to tell a small story, otherwise you'll all go to sleep. So, here, what happened one day, there was a first-class thief. You see, amongst thieves also, there are first-class, second-class, third-class. So, we are talking about a first-class thief. Now, this first-class thief, what is a first-class thief? First-class thief is the one who nobody can detect easily. Correct? No. So, that is a first-class thief. The fellow gets caught in 5 minutes and he's a third-class thief. So, one day this first-class thief, he was actually a rich thief. He was not a fool. He was paisa bahut banaya. He came in a car, got down from his car in a temple similar to ours, and he said, let me see, yahan kuch hoga. Let me understand. He didn't realize that there was all these CCTVs. But anyway, he came in. And then, there was some nice devotee who was explaining about the wealth of Krishna. So he says, see, little bit of effort and I get the benefit. So, today is my day. Kaam ho gaya. Who is this Krishna? So this fellow is explaining everything. Where is Krishna? What Krishna has got? How much wealth he has got? Uska address kidhar hai? Devotees only know about where to find Krishna. So they told in that class that you go to Mathura station. From Mathura station, I think it's about 18 miles or something or kilometers. Vrindavan is there. And then he said, of course, this thief was in Delhi. Many thieves are in Delhi, you know that. We people from Bombay know that. So, Delhi is full of them. So anyway, so this thief from Delhi said, he is bahut pas mein. So I should, aaj shaam tak to ghar aa jayega with everything. So he went from Delhi to Mathura that on the way, Vrindavan. And then he started asking people, you know, where is Krishna? He wanted to rob that Krishna, you know. Because that fellow said he is the richest person. He says, ah, if the richest person, then I'll become the richest thief. So you get what you associate with. So he went to Vrindavan and very, very eagerly he started hunting for Krishna, this thief. This story is told to us by Srila Prabhupada. After a few weeks, he was told, because everywhere he searched in Vrindavan, but he couldn't find Krishna. So where is he gone? He said, oh, don't you know, he has gone to nearby Govardhan only. So he went to Govardhan. Took his car and went to Govardhan. And he's attending to his cows. He says, cows? Such a rich man attending to cows. Anyway, something must have happened. So, he went there to Govardhan. There he found that this Govardhan is a very beautiful, lovely place. So, he started appreciating Krishna's holy dham. Of course, on the way at Govardhan, there was very good prasadam he got. He was hungry. So he started appreciating prasadam. Krishna prasad. So by appreciating the holy dham, by appreciating prasadam, this thief's mind started becoming cleansing. Started cleaning up. Then what happened? There suddenly he saw Krishna. He said, my God, this is my goal, my object. Now, how to sambandh kaise karne ka iske saath, so that I can. Then he remembered why he is there. Because Prasad was making him a little tipsy. But then he then recalled that, Baba, I have got some business here. I have to finish my work and go back. So he started developing relationship with Krishna. He was a hardcore thief. These are the words used by him. He remembered his original reason why he was there. He started praising the Lord. Sambandh kaise banate hain? How do you make sambandh with somebody? By praising that person. Okay? Remember this. So when we offer our prayers to Krishna, Bara Pidam Datavara Vapavu Karnayo Karnikaram Vipradvasa Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayantin Chamalam Randar Venur Sudara Purupaya. You remember? So you start saying about Krishna, how beautiful he is. Not only he is beautiful, but his garland is also very beautiful. So Krishna turned around. Who's giving me all this wonderful, this one? And when he turned around, all his jewelry started flashing. So the thief said, I knew it. This today is my big day. So now how to get these jewels out of this fellow's neck, you know? That was the question. Out of his ears, out of his head. Sab nikalna hai mereko. So, Krishna is Paramatma. He knew that this fellow has come to steal from me. But he said, chalo, koi baat nahi hai. As long as he starts becoming Krishna conscious, I am accepting this. Then this thief said, you know, I like you so much. I want to just embrace you. See, smart fellow. Get nearer to the jewels, not to him. Forget about him. He was a thief, master thief. So I want to get to embrace you. But then this little boy, he said, No. My mother has told me that I should not embrace anybody. I must follow my mother's instructions. He says, what the hell? Itna mehnat kiya maine. And now this mother, who's his mother? So he went to tell his mother, went back to Vrindavan, I want to embrace your son, I love your son. And you know how they are, Vrijvasis. Even, who was that, Putna, she did the same thing. I want to feed Krishna milk, you know. And Yashoda Mai said, oh, like Lakshmi herself has come. So, you go ahead. So, our thief was desperate. And so, Krishna's mother said, yes, you go back and tell him that I have approved of your embracing him. By the time he went back, Krishna had disappeared. Itna mehnat kiya. Itna sab bola. And now, no fruit. So, he kept on regretting and searching and searching and searching for Krishna. Is he in this cave? Is he here? Has he gone here? Has he gone there? Night went, whole night he was searching, next day morning he was searching. He forgot altogether that he had to go back to Delhi. Forgot everything. And he kept on searching only for Krishna. That is the situation of these gopis. They have forgotten everything. Their families, they have forgotten everyone. They are only concentrating on one object. See, one of the gopis has already got music. So, actually it's a very beautiful music, Mataji. You should continue to play it. Kya karega? Only thing is, everybody keeps on saying, please shut off your mobiles. And some one mobile refuses. Because that mobile also wants to listen to Krishna Katha. Everything is spiritual in this material, in this temple. Repeatedly I have seen that. So, the gopi said, oh honeybee, because they can communicate with this honeybee. Oh honeybee, a friend of a cheater, this thief fella, don't touch my feet with your whiskers, which are smeared with the kumkum that rubbed onto Krishna's garland when he was crushed by the breasts of my rival lover. About that, Mana. Let Krishna satisfy the women of Mathura. One who sends a messenger like you will certainly be ridiculed in the Yadu's assembly. So, here is the example which I was telling you about. That we have to develop Krishna consciousness. we have to develop Krishna consciousness, Krishna prem. And these are the seven stages which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in detail. And we are very happy that we can, with the association of devotees only, you can develop this Krishna prem. Because if there was no association of devotees, you are alone somewhere, what would you do? You couldn't communicate, you can't understand, you had questions, you can't ask anybody also. Furthermore, later on, there's something, two or three very important things. This Krishna prem is attached, is a function of the Atma. Please try to understand this very important factor. Krishna prem has nothing to do with this body. Okay. Now, this is the first time I understood one more thing. Every time Prabhupada used to say Krishna, Krishna's mind, Krishna's body, Krishna's various functions can be interchanged. It is there in Brahma Samhita. And they are all on the absolute platform. Correct? But what happened actually, you know, Krishna's mind is stated here. Krishna's mind, intelligence and senses and soul, Krishna left in Vrindavan to associate with the gopis. That is what he says. Only his body, Krishna's body was in Mathura. Krishna said, no, I don't leave Vrindavan. So what Krishna meant was that my real essence, I never leave Vrindavan. What appears to the material world about my body, because I already told you in the beginning that Mathura is 94%. 100% is in Krishna, is in Vrindavan. So, it is also stated by the same gentleman, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that people in Mathura are like reflections in a mirror of the people of Vrindavan. People of Mathura, they are devotees after all, but they are worshipping the image in the mirror of the real personality. Can you marry an image in the mirror? You cannot. Nobody would. You would marry a person who is real life, no, in front of you. But in the case of this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur himself says in the purport that people in Vrindavan are the real devotees, perfect devotees, 100%. The people in Mathura are also devotees, no doubt. But they are getting 94% image of the 100% Krishna. Hisabi hai, sab kuch. Correct analysis is there. This time, this also I understood for the first time. All scriptures, Krishna says, all scriptures proclaim that I am subservient to pure love. Krishna is bound by the pure love of his devotees. We are talking about this particular shloka. I am not independent in the matter of love. In every other matter, Krishna is independent. Swarat means he can do what he wants. I remember, as a young Mayavadi, follower of Chinmay and Swami originally, I thought that Krishna is like us, because we were told like that. That we have limitations, Krishna also has limitations. And Krishna is not fully independent. But actually Prabhupada corrected everybody that Krishna is fully independent. Because at that stage we were not able to understand what is the nature of gopi's love for Krishna. He could not explain that at that level. We are now at a very esoteric level. Esoteric means at a very high level of this 10th canto, 47th chapter. Is not for preliminary, initial, naya devotees. It is not for them. You see, that's why Prabhupada never explained this sort of thing before to us. But when you start researching and studying all these shastras and the purports by all the senior devotees like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu, written by Jiva Goswami, right? And Sanatan Goswami's Bhagavatam explanations, then you understand that Krishna is bound, like bound by a rope, Damodar, by the love of his pure devotee. And by his own self desire. It's not that the devotee can bind actually. Krishna says, I want to get bound. Then it's bound. Okay. So we should try not to bind Krishna to our love, but do such devotional service that Krishna starts getting bound to us. The other way around. In this material world, people are trying to get what is called service bond. A new engineer joins a company, and we know that we are going to put a lot of effort in training that fellow. So we make him sign a 5-year service bond. 5 saal tum kaam karege. If you like to leave in between, then you'll have to pay this penalty or whatnot. But in the spiritual world, it's the other way around. The boss is bounding, not the employee. The boss is signing a service bond. It's ulta. Because it's a urdhvamulabhadra shakam. The principle must not be lost. The principle is that the material world, whatever you see in this material world, is a perverted reflection of the original spiritual world. Clear now? Okay. And the last point I want to point out is, for the gopis, this part of the verse means, I take shelter of the mind, life air and intelligence, senses and words of yours. So the gopis, because they couldn't see Krishna personally, they took shelter of his words, his mind, his life air, pran, and his intelligence. So gopis went deeper into Krishna than the Mathura people. That is the point. You have to get into Krishna's mind. Can you imagine getting into Krishna's mind? Man. In Gujarati we say, Pelanu man jani lo. Find out what is in his mind. You see? Because what is his intention? In English we say, find out what is in his mind. So the gopis entered into the mind of Krishna in the 47th chapter. And that is why they are telling this Uddhav, Aray Uddhav, why are you wasting your time here, Baba? Neither your guru Brahaspati knew anything about bhakti, because his guru was Brahaspati. And he was the most brilliant Gnan Yogi. All the demigods are top class Gnan Yogis. That's how they can run all these huge universes. You see, by Gnan only they are running it. But even they, the demigods, want to become human beings on this earth. They are craving for it. Maybe some of you are, I don't know. So, obviously, I know for a fact that some of Prabhupada's disciples were. Otherwise, so many things are humanly impossible that have happened. I've seen myself in the last 71 years, March, I saw Prabhupada first, 43 years. I've seen many things in this ISKCON. And that's why I've understood that Prabhupada was a commander-in-chief of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan army. Now, army is a commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief means what? Like a general, no? Uske piche koi to hona chahiye na. You can't have a commander-in-chief going, that's all. So, when he went to New York, he said that my Guru Maharaj has sent you all. And he was telling the truth. He was absolutely telling the truth. Prabhupada never spoke one word of lie. According to me. I tried to find a lie, you know. I tried to find some inconsistency. But I couldn't find any inconsistency in Prabhupada. That was my first thing I tried. So, he says that all of you have been sent by my Guru Maharaj. And otherwise, how is it possible that Jaipataka Maharaj, 19-year-old, came to our house nearby, just Nepenthe Road, we have a house there at the time. And 19-year-old, thin, tall boy. of course not now, but at that time. And Prabhupada wanted to ask my father, he told my father, who was a member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, that please make him an Indian citizen, promote him, make his application. So Prabhupada said, why? In 1971, so many Indians wanted to go to America and become American citizens. So why this fellow wants to ulta? So he says, he is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. And in future, he will speak in Bengali, preach in Bengali. He will have 10,000 Bengali disciples, which he has now today. Now, in 71, this fellow got a shock of his life. I shouldn't say fellow. Jayapadaka Maharaj. This young boy, suddenly being told, I mean, he's not told, he was listening. Prabhupada was telling my father, and I was also listening, that he in future will preach in Bengali. He will make 10,000 Bengali disciples. Because he's an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. It's obvious today when you go to Mayapur and listen to Jayapadaka Maharaj, isn't it? Another thing I've observed is, Prabhupada had heart attack on his ship, Jaladuta. Not once, but three times. Okay. So, Krishna rakhete mareke, Krishna marete rakheke. So, one morning, early morning, I remember at about, it was 3:45 or something like that, Radhanath Maharaj phoned me, early morning. So, for me, it was a great thing. And he said, come here immediately. I need you. I said, where are you, Maharaj? He said, I am at Hinduja Hospital. I said, Bapre, kuch ho gaya aapko? He said, no, Jayapataka Maharaj had a stroke. Okay, so I want you here. Now, I didn't know why he wanted me there, but I realized. So then I immediately phoned up my other friends in Juhu, because I knew that thing was going on. What is it called? GBC meetings were going on. So all the GBCs had come to Hinduja Hospital. Because Maharaj was totally, almost lifeless, dead, for all medical purposes. So then I realized I can't go in, because they won't allow to go in. But fortunately, I had got a Hinduja pass, as a patient, not as anything else. So I used that, and I had another card saying Dr. N.D. Desai. So I became a doctor. So... And these security fellows were half asleep at 3:45. You know how security people are in India. So, dono card bata diya, jaiye sab. I went straight into the IC unit. And I walked straight up to this doctor who was there in charge. I saw Maharaji was totally... I saw everybody else were outside the IC unit. But this lift could take me inside the IC unit. I asked that lady doctor, she was the night in charge of the IC unit. I said, what's happened to this patient? She said, who are you? I said, I'm so-and-so. I'm his doctor. Are Baba, I've been called. So she said, here's the file. I mean, now I'm an engineer. What I'll understand. But I have to, you know, show... Achha. You explained this. So she started explaining. But that explanation was also all medical. Kya karega? Any doctors here? Huh? Doctors any either? Achha. So, and she was a very good doctor. But she said his pulse rate is almost nil. The breathing very difficult, very painful. Oh my God, it was so bad situation. Very bad situation. And I could see all the GBC people were outside. All of them, because you could see through the glass. And they were so anxiously waiting. No news was coming. I said, we need a specialist immediately. I mean, that makes sense, no? So, she said, but Dr. Ashok is resting. I said, what resting? Wake him up. Bulao, jaldi bulao. And fortunately, Gopal Krishna Maharaj had rung up London, Mr. Hinduja, who was there at that time. Gopichand Hinduja. Okay, please, this has happened, you send your top doctors. So he also phoned them.
So they came. And so Krishna rakhete mareke, Krishna marete rakhete. So there again you see the example. That if Krishna wants his devotee to survive, nobody can kill him. This was a concrete example. Because the agenda was not complete, the work was not complete. Jayaprataka Maharaj had to carry on. Now today he is roaming around the whole world. Again, you see, after all that difficulty. And in the process, our Bhaktivedanta Hospital doctors got a very great chance of serving him also. So that's also a great boon to them, serving a great devotee who is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. That I have heard for myself. So with these few words, I would like to end here and take on any questions or comments about today's class. Anybody has any comments? Or yes, please. Yes, I'll second one you take up. First, all right. No, but the mic has already come to you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes, please.
You talked about these various explanation stages of prem.
Krishna prem.
Krishna prem.
Prem is different, Krishna prem is different.
Sorry. Thank you for correcting. Krishna prem. But, you know, aspiring or practicing devotees, we realize that this is a very intangible, at least for me, it's very intangible subject matter. But serving or trying to do some service, whatever it is, whether it is cleaning the temple, whether it is going for a program, whether it is distributing books, that seems much more tangible. So is it good enough just to do those things and not really bother about, you know, or aspire for Krishna prema?
That is exactly the problem Arjun had in Bhagavad Gita. Correct? He put his bow down also in the first chapter itself. This is intangible. I can't do it. But Krishna says, you do for me. Whatever happens, fir dekh lenge. You follow? So the devotional service is the only path. Loving devotional service. Loving devotional service is the only path by which you can progress in Krishna consciousness. There is no other way unless you serve another pure devotee. I'll give you a small example. I used to be in Cathedral High School. Alright. In my time, there was a compulsory subject which many of you would think it shocking. We had boxing. Maramari. We had to learn boxing. And they called it, because they were English people, no, at that time. I'm talking about 1950s, early 50s. I'm now 74. Gentlemanly art of self-defense is the definition of boxing. The British definition of boxing is gentlemanly art of self-defense. Okay. The first day I got so bashed up, blood coming out from everywhere. You see, I didn't know that. I was being only gentlemanly. And that too a Gujju. So what a Gujju can fight. So anyway. So, they said, no. You are in cathedral school, you have to do it. So then, they gave me a bag, you know. This bag full of sand. This, you keep on hitting this bag and box it. We'll show you how to box, but make sure the bag doesn't come back on you. It'll get knocked off. So I had to keep on hitting that bag, as much as I could, till all these knuckles and everything became very hard and stiff. So devotional service to the bag started. Maramari, with the bag. And then they found the weakest boy with whom I could fight. Believe me, he was scared of me and I was scared of him. So I told him, don't hit me too hard. Gujju, no. I won't hit you. Ek dusre ko samajh jao pehle se. We'll make a show. and we started. Dhire dhire dhire, tougher and tougher opponents. And you become a good boxer. You see, it took 8 years. But that was a compulsory subject. Can you imagine? Nowadays, which school has got? No school has got. Similarly, this is a material life. So in the spiritual side, you have to practice. Doing the same devotional service, if you can't find Krishna, find the devotee at least. Usko, just clean his clothes. Okay. Dhobi ban jao unka. Massage him. Cook for him. Okay? Huh? Kya? Kurta? Kutta? Kukur? Bengali word is kukur. I think there's beautiful that one, no? Who says Narottam Das Thakur? Huh? Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, I want to become your dog. Now, what is the function of a dog? Dog is not like that, you know. Spiritual dog is much better than material dog. I tell you, the dog is man's best friend. Really is. Kuch bhi karo sale ko, he'll come back to you. Wagging his tail. See? He'll come back to you. Whatever, and that too, he won't speak a word. Because the poor thing cannot speak. He's the best creature on earth in that sense, after the bee. Bee is very important because we need all that. So, become as he. See, now you have to follow his senior instruction. Become that dog. So that's what it is. Serve devotees. Try to do something for someone. And then gradually that relationship will develop. That is the most important thing, that relationship could develop. Once a relation develops, everything gets into place. Okay, there was somebody over there.
Prem is loyalty. Now, to being born to of parents who only pray to Lord Krishna. So, as a child, we always were loyal to Krishna. As we grew up, we pray to only Lord Krishna. Is that obvious? You mean to say we are already in the last stage of the Krishna Prem, or there is still the feeling is still a difference for the person compared to the person who has gone through all the 7 stages?
You see, again, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says what? Yoginam Shriyatam Gehe. Yoga Brashta Jayate, Yoginam Shriyatam Gehe. So you are all in this room, no? You are all yogis in your previous birth. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. That's for sure. Yoginam Shriyatam Gehe. Yoga Brashta Jayate. So, you have already got the pious credit from your previous life. That is why your parents were already Krishna devotees. You follow my point. So, actually, you are already Krishna conscious, really. But you had some material attachments other than that. You are a Mishra. Mishra means mixed devotee. I know for a fact in your case. So, you wanted to become a chartered accountant. You wanted to have a family life, this thing, that thing, rest of it. So, all people on this earth, all who have come here, that too in Kali Yuga of all times, have had mixed devotional service. Whereas, in the final stages, what you are talking about, you have exclusive, I use the word exclusive because he has used the word exclusive. Exclusive love for Krishna only. Not for family, not for material attachments or house or any property or whatever you have. Those are means to serve Krishna again. So if you have money, use it for Krishna service. Feeding devotees means, you know, or give contribution for this temple upkeep, whatever it is. At least 50%. Rupa Goswami says. A little difficult. Please give the mic. Is it alright?
Yeah.
Is it alright?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Mic is there.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Sir, in one Radhanath Swami's lecture, I have heard that to love and to be loved is one of the core essence of any dharma and religion.
Yes.
So what makes other love inferior or superior than Krishna Prem?
I didn't follow you. What is that? Last sentence?
You corrected this gentleman that you are referring to Krishna Prem.
Krishna Prem.
Correct. Yeah. So what makes it superior or inferior than other prems?
Oh, that's the essence of the whole lecture of today. You were sleeping?
No, I was not.
The point I am driving at is that all other prems will end when you die.
Okay.
You see, all that is waste. Waste, you understand, no?
Yeah, of course.
Waste of time, waste of energy, waste of everything. You have done prem. Supposing there is a... I'm just giving example. All present ladies exempted. So you fall in love with a woman. Okay. When the young lady, she looks very good and she will cook for you, she will look after you, she may even marry you, you have children with her, what not, etc. But believe me, when she is very, very old, very difficult for you to love her. So buddhi bhai hai yaar. You see? Poor thing. It will be great if you can love her still. But the fact is, when she's dead, will you still love her body? You won't. You'll say, bhai, abhi, le jao Sonapur. What is that place? Shantipur. Sonapur, Jokoch. Okay. So what happens? You have not loved that soul of that lady. What the gopis have done is, they have shown us a lesson that we are entering into the mind of Krishna, and we are entering into relationship with the soul of Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's mind and soul and body and all that. But Krishna decided to be in Mathura. But he says that I am always present in Vrindavan. So how that equation meets, you see. So this is what Chakravarti Thakur has explained. That you should become a soul mate. There is a saying, no? Soulmate. M-A-T-E. So you should become soulmate of Krishna. But to become that, you have to first serve devotees and develop that love for service. If there is love for service, then you can love Krishna. Without developing love for service, I explained about the mother and the child. The mother loves the child. The child is kicking her in the stomach. Child is kicking her outside the stomach also. I have seen in the, what do they call them, not sonograph. The child is kicking from inside the mother and she is feeling very happy. My child is kicking me. Because she is sure that it is alive and not dead. Okay. And then when the child grows up also, I have seen children mistreating the mother. But still the mother loves the child. So that type of love you should have. Okay, in this material world, that stops at once, I can assure you. The other person misbehaves with you, you say, Sala, itna sab kiya tere liye. Now you are misbehaving with me? You see, that is how it is. Okay, any other questions or comments? Ladies don't have any questions or comments? That's very interesting. So all of you have become Krishna conscious, seventh stage. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna.